Okay, so we're holding on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. And essentially, just to outline what we were doing, we had a brisa yesterday that listed all the cases where matzil noso benafsho, where you kill the person who's about to commit a crime, and they are, if the person is about to rape another male, if the person is about to rape an arum rasa, if the person is about to rape anyone for whom he's chayiv, misas beizdin, or kares, so then you kill him to stop him from committing those crimes. Then the Mishnah, the brisa rather, gave a list of 3.5 exceptions, 3.5 cases where you don't kill the person who's about to commit the crime. How do you have 3.5 cases? What is it? Is it 3 or is it 4? Now, there are 3 cases that everyone agrees that you don't kill the guy, and then there's one case that's a machlokas. 3 cases everybody agrees that you don't kill the guy is if it's only chayav elavin, like an alman al kohen gadol, grusha v'chutz al kohen hetyot. Case number 2, if it's too late, she's already nifgam, whatever that means. We learned to machlokas rishonim yesterday exactly what that means. Case number 3, there are other ways to save her. You can save her by yelling fire and the guy's going to run out of the house and you don't have to kill anybody. So if there's another way to save her, you take advantage of that. And then the 3.5, case number 4, where maybe you wouldn't kill the guy, machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, was if she says, leave him alone, don't kill him, because she's afraid for her own life. So she says, please don't kill him, because I'm afraid if you kill him, he's going to kill me. She's afraid for her own life. That would be an exception as well. So the Gemara just raised the question, and on the base we started reading yesterday, wait a second. We have specific drushos for each of the 4 cases the Bryce identified where you do kill him, right? The Bryce identified 4 cases. Zachar, Nara Murasa, Chayavi Krisos, Chayavi Mises Bezdin. Those are 4 cases where you do kill the guy. And we have drushas and psukim for each of those cases. So ask the Gemara. Once I have the last 2 drushas, of Chayavi Krisus and Chayavi Misus Bezdin, why do I need a drusha to tell me that for Nara Marasa and for Zachar that you're allowed to kill the guy? Aren't they just examples of Chayavi Krisus and Misus Bezdin? Aren't they already included in the drushas about Chayavi Krisus, Chayavi Misus Bezdin? So why do I need special drushas of Nar and Na'ara to tell me that you kill a person who's about to rape a male or a Nara Marasa? What do I need that for? So to that, the Gemara suggests 3 answers. Again, it's always good in numbers. The Gemara always says that. It's good to have your learning in numbers, because then you have clarity. You know what you're missing if you're missing something. So you'll know that you're missing something if you're missing something. So the Gemara has 3 suggestions of what we really learn from Nara Nara. The Braisa had you believe, it was just joking, the Braisa had you believe that we learn from there is Zachar and Nara Marasa. But we don't really learn that from Nara Nara. We learn that from Chayva Kris, Chayva Mises Bezin, Chet Maves, right? We learn that from the other drushas. They're included in the drushas of Chayva Kris, Chavim is based in. What do we learn from Nara Nara? 3 possibilities. So let's go through it. Again, possibility number 1 is about 10 lines into the page on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. 9 lines into the page. Vela Na'ar Na'ara, what do I do with Na'ar Na'ara? What do I do with these various drashos? So says the Gemara, Chad l'mu'ute ovid avodos kachavim v'chad l'mu'ute behemu Shabbos. One of these drushas is there to tell me that you don't kill someone who's about to do avodah zarah. The other one is there to tell me that you don't kill somebody who's about to sleep with a behema or about to be mechalel Shabbos. Tosos asks a very simple and fundamental question. But Tosos says, wait a second, that's not fair. How many things are we being memayit over here? We're being memayit 3 cases. How many miyutim do we have? We only have 2 miyutim. We have Nar, Na'ara. How can you take 2 miyutim and be mema'et 3 cases? The numbers are off. So much so, the Gemara makes it so clear that the numbers are off with the next line, where the Gemara says, well, you know, according to Rav Shimon Yochai, one of those cases where someone's about to do avodah zarah, Rav Shimon Yochai thinks you do have to kill him. So then what's Nara Nara coming to be mema'et? So the Gemara says, perfect! Chad l'mutei behema v'chad l'mutei Shabbos. Now how many cases are you left to be memayit? 2! How many miyutim do you have? 2! I mean, according to Rav Shimon Yochai, it really matches, it really would be great. But that just highlights how problematic the first shita was. The first shita was, what's Nara Nara coming to be memayit? 3 cases! Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, behema. It's coming to be memayit all 3 cases. But we only have 2 miyutim! So Tosus asks this kasha, and like many of the other kashas Tosus asks, Tosus does not answer this kasha. So not only that, Tosus asks another kasha as well, and this one he does answer. Tosus asks, why is it that you would even have a hava amina that you're allowed to kill someone to stop him from being mechal Shabbos? By definition, if you are killing him, you yourself are being mechal Shabbos, right? How could it be that you're going to kill someone to stop him from being mechal Shabbos? When you kill him, you yourself are being mechal Shabbos, so you haven't stopped anything. Chil Shabbos happened in the end of the day. Instead of him doing it, now you did it. So what's even the hava amina? That question Tosus answers, sort of. Tosus gives this answer that, well, there's someone that holds otherwise, so we need a drasha to tell me not to hold like that other guy. Meaning there is somebody that holds that you do have to kill somebody to stop him from being mechal Shabbos. So you need a drasha to tell me not to kill somebody. Why does somebody hold that you do have to kill somebody to stop him from being mechal Shabbos? Because that somebody, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, assumes whatever the din is by Avodah Zarah, the din is going to be by Shabbos. Because there's a gzeiras hakasa that they always have to match. So since there's a din to kill somebody, stop him from doing Avodah Zarah, even though it makes no sense to do that by Shabbos, but gzeiras hakasa, you got to do it. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me not to hold like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, to tell me not to kill somebody, stop him from being mechal Shabbos. Yeah. What do you mean, maybe it's Pekach Nefesh?
If you're saving him, then you're really saving him.
Right, so then it's a mitzvah, it's no longer an act of, it's an act of hatzalah, it's no longer an act of, yeah. So this Tosos would not fit so nicely into Rav Asher Weiss's Yesod. That's correct. So, when we say Chadamute Behema Vish Shabbos, so first of all, we ask the question, it's three miyutim, two psukim, but not only that, not only is it three miyutim and two psukim, if you're going to have three miyutim and two psukim, so you got to put two of these miyutim together, we have Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and Behema. Which two would you put together? I mean, two of them have to be in the same category. So which two would you put together in the same category? Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. Why would you do that? Because the Gemara does. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon does. He thinks whatever the story is by Avodah Zarah, by definition, the same story has got to be by Shabbos. So there is this concept of chil, of a connection between Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. And yet, what does the Gemara do? It puts Avodah Zarah on one side and Behemah of a Shabbos on the other side. So this is highly, highly problematic. Another question. I'll just put all the questions on the table. You saw later on in the Gemara, in the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What was the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? The girl says, don't kill him, I'm afraid if you kill him, he's going to kill me. So, should you kill him? When the girl's being raped, and Naram Ras is being raped, and she says, don't kill him, because he might kill me if you try to kill him. So what do you do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, don't kill him. She told you not to. The Rabbanan say, I don't care that she told you not to, kill him. So the Gemara says, what are they arguing about? B'maiko miflgi. So the Gemara says, they're arguing in the following case. The girl says, look, I definitely don't want to be raped. I'm not happy about being nifgan. This is not a situation where I'm okay with it. Right? I'm not doing this willingly. But I'm not willing to give up my life for it. So what Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are really arguing about is, why do you kill a rapist? What's the heter to kill the rapist? Or the chiyuv to kill the rapist? Are you killing him to save the girl from her pagam? Or are you killing him to save the girl's life? Is it that if a guy is going to rape her, we're afraid that the girl is going to be nifgam from the rape, she is going to be nifgemes from the rape, and therefore you have to put a stop to that? Or is it that you're afraid the girl is going to put up a fight, and when she puts up a fight, the guy is going to murder her? A lot of rape victims are murdered also. And you, therefore, you're doing this to save her life, not to save her pagam. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, just a second, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're doing this to save her life. So if she tells you, don't worry, I'm not putting up a fight, I'm not going to risk my life on this. I don't want to be raped, but I really don't want to die. So I'm not going to put up a fight anyway. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, okay, so now you're not allowed to kill the guy anymore. The whole heter to kill the guy was to save her life. She's not going to risk her life. You have no heter to kill the guy. The Rabbanan would say that she's still telling you she doesn't want to be nifka. she's still machped on her pagam. And the heter to kill him has nothing to do with her life. It has to do with her pagam. So the Rabbanan would say, you're allowed to kill the guy. Right? That's just pashat in the Gemara. So let me ask you a question. The Gemara says, I need a drasha to tell me that you don't kill a man who's about to rape a behema. Sounds like without a special drasha, without a special meat, I would assume that you kill a man who's about to rape a behema. What's the whole reason you kill a man who's about to rape an Arum Rasa? Two possibilities we just had. The Rabbanan say, because you're trying to protect the pagam of the victim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, because you're trying to save the life of the victim. Neither of those are shaykh by a behema. A behema is not nifgemes by bestiality. And certainly a behema's life is not murder. It's not the loss of human life. So it's certainly not something that would warrant killing somebody over. A behema's life doesn't warrant killing people over. So what's the havamina? Why would I think? Granted, according to all shitos, all three shitos the Gemara quotes, you actually do not kill a guy to stop him from sleeping with a behema. That's true. Right? Even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says you do kill a guy to stop him from Chil Shabbos and stop him from Avodah Zarah, you do not kill him to stop him from sleeping with a behema. So that is definitely true. But why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Isn't it obvious? Based on the only reason that I would kill him being either pagam or to save a life? That's another kasha here. Yeah, Ita. Where are you? Yeah, Elin Shabbatino Zamanashan, yeah?
The first Rashi.
Min Havera.
You're saving the guy.
Yeah, so that was the Machlok's Rashi Tosfos, right? Tosfos Latzila Benafsho. Right, Tosfos says, Mashmos Haloshan Shematzilin Hanirdaf Benafsho Shal Rodef.
Right.
So that fits for a rodev achar behema,
but then
right afterwards we say the
Mishnah
says that
we don't kill.
Right.
Why is this not a positive for Hamilus?
I understand. What do you mean?
I'm saying we don't kill the raper. We don't kill a raper and it's not a
person
if the
Nara
says don't kill him.
Okay, good. Meaning the Gemara seems to be a strong raya that it's not to be matzil him from the Avera. Seems very strong that it's about the pagam or the life of the victim. That it's safer. Very good. It's true. It seems like a strong raya against Rashi. So a couple of things over here. Again, three shitos on Amud Beis, what we actually learn from Nara Nara. First shita was we learned Shabbos, Behema, and Avodah Zarah. That's fundamentally problematic because it's three things to learn from only two miyutim. Second shita was the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that we only learn that you don't kill someone who's about to be Mechal Shabbos, someone who's about to sleep with a Behema, but you actually would kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah. And third shita, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, we only learn one thing from the two psukim, and the Gemara deals with why we only learn one thing from the two psukim, and that is that you don't kill someone who's about to sleep with a Behema, but you would kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah and someone who's about to be Mechalel Shabbos. So Rashi, in Dibra Maschel V'chad, right, V'chad L'mute Behema, says Rashi, Mishum T'damila Arayos, that the reason we don't kill a person who's about to sleep with a behema, and I need a pasuk to tell me that, is because behema is very similar to arayos. Behema actually is arayos, right? So it's more than just similar to arayos. Bestiality is one of the arayos, yachayv misa for bestiality. But what Rashi's answering is not the reason. What Rashi's explaining is not the reason for the din. He's explaining the reason I need the din. That's you have to be sensitive to that, right? When Rashi says chad l'mute behema, the din is you don't kill a guy to stop him sleeping with a behema. So you expect Rashi to explain why you don't kill him? No, the Gemara explains that. Rashi explains why I would have thought that you do kill him to stop him sleeping with a behema. So he says because it's dummy la arayos. The Achron, the Sanhedrin Katana, asks the kasha that we just asked before. If the whole reason that you would kill someone who's about to do one of the arayos is because of the pagam of the victim, or because of the life of the victim, why do I need a pasuk to tell me not to kill a guy who's about to rape a behema? So he suggests as follows. He says Rashi's really trying to deal with that right there. What Rashi's trying to say is the dami la rayos is that it's a low plug. And we said when Rashi says the dami la rayos is that I would have thought all arayos are put into the same boat. It's true. The motivation of why I kill someone who's about to rape an Aram Rasa is either because of Pagam or because of her life. But once you have such a din by all arayos, then it's going to be a low plug midor raisa. A low plug midor raisa. That in all arayos cases, that the Torah just mechadesh across the board, all arayos cases are going to be included. Now that's interesting that there exists such a concept of a low plug midor raisa. What do we normally think of low plug? What's the svar of low plug? We say, okay, you know, the reason only applies in 95% of the cases, so just let it apply across the board. So low plug typically is used by a gezeira midrabanan. That we're afraid you're going to come to do, if you do A, we're afraid you can come to do B. If you do this, if we allow you to dance on Shabbos, we're afraid you're going to fix a musical instrument. Right? So low plug would tell me, even though there's a bad example because we actually paskin, many paskin like the Shita Satosfos, that if you don't know how to fix musical instruments, then it's okay to dance on Shabbos. But let's assume Pasha Pshad, not like Tosfos and Maseches Beitzah, that if you don't know how to fix musical instruments, so why there's not the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply to me. So normally we say low plug. Enochinami doesn't apply to you. So it's still we make a low plug. Low plug means that it's only one further step removed. I mean, if we let you dance, then the other guy's going to think he could dance too. And if he could dance, then he's going to come to fix a musical instrument. But it's all in the world of gzeros, that you might come to violate something. But on a d'oraisa level, why does low plug make any sense? On a d'oraisa level, what do you mean? I'm not going to come to violate any other d'oraisa. The Torah's telling me I'm allowed to kill a man for something that really isn't warranted. Because we can get into details. God can get into all these details. He can kill him, can't kill him. Just kill anybody. What? How does that work? How does even the whole concept of low plug work on a d'oraisa level? But he says that's what it seems like Rashi's saying. That it's a low plug midaraisa. That it's a din about the parsha of arayos. The din only makes sense about some of the arayos, but it's a din about the parsha of arayos. And once it's a din about the parsha of arayos, all arayos are included. So I'm not really sure. I don't know. Do we have such a concept of low plugs on a daraisa? You have to say the low plug is something else. It's not just that it's going to come to. It's going to lead me to violate something, but that it's. I don't know. You have to formulate low plug in a different way where it makes sense on the din where we would not have said it on originally. But that's at least how the Sanhedrin Ketana understands Rashi, that it's a form of low plug midaraisa. Now, Rashi over here also says, we need two psukim for Avodah Zarah and Behema, but for Shabbos we don't really need a pasuk. Right? Rashi deals with our problem. He says, v'Shabbos kedinakte. You know, we don't really need a pasuk to tell me you don't kill a guy who's about to be Mechal Shabbos. V'agav grora aidi t'tana masisin. Mi ukralo boi lemute. D'kima demita avodah z'chav mehecha tesi Shabbos. He says there's no Hava Amina that you would have to kill a guy to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. So the first day, what do we ask? How can you be Memayit three things from only two Psukim? He says you're not being Memayit three things from two Psukim. Shabbos, you're not really being Memayit. You're being Memayit of Zara and Behema, and that's it. Now, that would answer Tosa's second Kasha also. Right? Tosa's second Kasha was, what's the havamina that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos to save a guy from Chil Shabbos? You're going to kill a guy, be Mechal Shabbos. Rashi says, there is no havamina. We would never assume that. We would never say that. The Gemara just throws it in there. Aga. Now, there is a problem with this Rashi. Look at what Rashi's saying. Shabbos enochinami. We don't need a pasuk to be mited. We know to be mited anyway, right? So says Rashi. How do I know to be mited anyway? Dekivan dim ita avodas kochavim mehecha tesi Shabbos. What does that mean? What does that phrase mean? Kivan dim ita avodas kochavim mehecha tesi Shabbos. Halo salkadaitan lasuye el bechil chilmi avodas kochavim. What's Rashi saying? The only reason I would ever think you're allowed to kill a guy to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos is because it's just like Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are linked. Once I have a pasuk, tell me, be Mimayit Avodah Zarah, then Mimela, you're Mimayit Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? Chad the Mutei. What are the words of the Gemara? I have 2% Nar Nara. Chad the Mutei. Avodah Chavim. Chad the Mutei. Shabbos. Naniach, granted, Rashi, I don't want to be Mimayit Shabbos here. Shabbos is just mentioned Derech Agav. You know why I don't want to be Mimayit Shabbos? Because it's Pashut, it's together with Avodah Zarah. Did you read the Gemara? Gemara didn't put it together with Avodah Zarah. The Gemara put it together with Behema. No? It didn't put it together with Avodah Zarah. If anything, okay, It's hard enough to say that Shabbos is kedin aktei and it's extra and it's not really needed and we never had avamina, but if you're going to say the reason that it's extra is because it's already included in Avodah Zarah, so at least put it with Avodah Zarah. The Gemara puts it with Behema. So some of the Achronim say you got to change the gears, though. Okay. Take away the magic, take out the magic eraser, and it all works. You change the gear, so say Chad Mutei Avodah Zarah v'Shabbos, Chad Mutei Behema. But you see, meaning, whenever you have a machlokes Rashi tells us, like, it's not even really a machlokes Rashi tells us, but why didn't Tosfos think of Rashi's answer? Right? So why didn't Tosfos say like Rashi? That it's Kedin Aktei, and it's Agav Avodah Zarah, it's already included. Well, you see why Tosfos didn't say like Rashi. Because he read the Gemara. Because you can't just put it together with Avodah Zarah. The Gemara said it's together with Behema. It's not together with Avodah Zarah. On the other issue that Tosfos raised about, wait a second, isn't it Chil Shabbos anyway when you're going to save a guy from being Mechal Shabbos by killing him? And therefore, why do I need a pasuk to tell me not to be Mechal Shabbos? So I saw again in this Yalkut Biurim, he quotes from the Radal. Is the Radal in the back of the Gemara? Was it Radal? You know what Radal is? I didn't look it up. Is it one of these guys in the chicken soup in the back of the, you know, in the whole mixture of all the different guys in the back of the Gemara? I don't know. I should probably look in the front of the Gemara. I'll tell you who quotes normally and who doesn't. But anyway, there is this Radal. Yeah, Radal is one of the guys in the back of the Gemara. Yeah. So he quotes from the Radal. Who quotes, apparently, not who quotes, but who also says the same thing as Rabbi Bunim Miparshischa, quoted in Sanhedrin Ketana. Look at the Radal, it's in the back of the Gemara, might as well see it inside. On page Lamites in the Otsum Refarshim, in the back of the Vilna editions of the Gemara, if you have an older Gemara, I guess, I don't know. It's probably there somewhere, in really, really tiny letters. So says the Radal, Vinirali, Kigon sha'amr l'ru'uven katli l'shimon v'enlav yargucha. What's he trying to do? He tries to come up with a case where when you kill someone to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos, you're actually not going to be Mechal Shabbos. That it's not a Chil Shabbos for you to kill somebody to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. Because Tosfos' kasha was, what do I need a pasuk for? It's obvious that I'm not going to kill someone to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. When I'm killing him, I'm being Mechal Shabbos myself. So he says, no, maybe we can come up with a case. Creativity. You gotta come up with a case where I can kill someone to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos, and it's not gonna be Chil Shabbos. How so? So he says like this. Amr l'Ruvain. Someone comes over to Ruvain, says, Katle l'Shimon, v'imlav yargucha. Ruvain, you gotta kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, I'm going to kill you. Now, what's the rule in general if it's not Shabbos? Someone says, kill Shimon or I will kill you. What do you do? Yarg v'al-yavar, you get killed, right? Why is it Yarg v'al-yavar? Who says your blood's any redder? His blood might be redder. When a guy's being Mechal Shabbos, what Tosfos is really saying is that Me'ikradin, Be'etzem, the guy's blood is worthless. He should die. You should kill him. There's only one problem. When you kill him, you're going to be just as bad as him, because you're also going to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? That's the only problem. So think about this. Be'etzem, he's not a human being. Be'etzem, he deserves to die. his blood is significantly less red than my blood. Elamai, I'm going to be stooping to his level if I kill him. So what if it's Shabbos? And someone says, kill him or I'm going to kill you. So now I have a choice to make. Whose blood is redder? Well, had it been a weekday, obviously I can't choose that anybody's blood over the other. I got to be passive and get killed. What if he's being Mechal Shabbos as we speak? They say, kill him or I'm going to kill you. And I look and he's being Mechal Shabbos, my lucky day. Now I know whose blood is redder. My blood is redder. V'shimon Mechal Shabbos. The Ilav Kra, had I not had a pasuk, Hava Amina Demutu Lahargo, I would think it's mutter to kill him. Why? Aren't I just stooping to his level by killing him? Isn't it Chil Shabbos? No, it's not. You know why? Because if someone comes over to you and says, turn on the light in Shabbos or I'm going to shoot you, what do you do? Turn on the light. Shabbos is Nidchem and play Pikuach Nefesh. So your life is on the line. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. See, here you have a case. Brilliant. Brilliant. Here you have a case where you killing the Mechal Shabbos is not going to be an act of Chil Shabbos because it's your own Pikuach Nefesh to kill the Mechal Shabbos. How are you allowed to kill him for your own Pikuach Nefesh? You're never allowed to murder for Pikuach Nefesh, but he's being Mechal Shabbos. So his blood is significantly less red than yours. His life is worth less. And that's why I need a pasuk. The standard case to kill someone who's being Mechal Shabbos, I'm no better than he is, I'm also being Mechal Shabbos. But this is the case where you need a pasuk to tell me, because without the pasuk I would have thought in this case, okay, good, I should go kill him to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. Kamash mal in the pasuk, they don't kill him. Should Rabbi Levin say that over? Vidal? No, I don't remember. He did. Okay. It's not his type of art. It's too stretched. He's too honest. Anyway, yes.
Would you say a similar case, maybe that, let's say, someone
who's
after a guy
to
kill him on Shabbos, that the person
who's going to
chase after.
Oh, good. Second example he comes up with, Rabbuna mi Prashischa, Nafkamina le Mikre, Sheruven Rodef Achra Shimon, Amechal Shabbos Larga. Reuven is chasing after Shimon as Mechal Shabbos to kill Shimon. The Levi Aroa Osam, Levi is watching this. He's watching Reuven kill Shimon, who's listening to his iPad on Shabbos. Right? So Shimon's Mechal Shabbos, Reuven's trying to kill him, and Levi's watching the whole scene. Yochel Hatzel Shimon Alidei Arigas Reuven. Levi can save Shimon by killing Reuven. She'ilulei ha'yapasuk lema'it, she'asol ha'atzel Mechal Shabbos b'nafsho. Without a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to kill a Mechal Shabbos to save him from himself. Meaning, there are two possible reasons why Reuven is doing the wrong thing over here. Right? Reuven is chasing after Shimon who's listening to his iPod on Shabbos. Let's assume that's Chil Shabbos Dorais. He's winnowing. Chasing after Shimon the winnower on Shabbos. So when Reuven is chasing after Shimon the winnower on Shabbos, there are two possible reasons why Reuven is doing the wrong thing by trying to kill Shimon. Either, had we not had the pasuk, it would have just been Svara. Reuven, you know better than Shimon. Shimon's winnowing and you're going to be shechting. So you know better than him. That would have been had we not had the pasuk. Comes along, the pasuk tells me, no, it's not a Svara, it's a pasuk that you just not matzlo so benafsha. Right? So now, if it would have been a Svara, without the pasuk, if it just would have been a Svara, Shimon, I forget who's who already, but Reuven, you're chasing after Shimon, the winnower. Reuven, you know better than Shimon. You're going to try to kill Shimon. Had that been the reason, Hayasul Levi larogus Reuven harode, Levi would not be allowed to kill Reuven, because be'etzem Shimon deserves to die. Be'etzem Shimon's blood is worthless. The only reason Reuven's not allowed to kill Shimon is a technicality. By killing Shimon, he's going to be just as bad as Shimon. Right? Had we not had the pasuk, the only svar to say Reuven can't kill Shimon is because by doing that, Reuven's going to be violating Shechita. He'll be just as bad as Shimon. But really? Does Shimon deserve to die? Yes. Is Shimon's blood less red? Yes. If you see someone chasing after someone whose blood is not red, who's not a human life, are you allowed to kill the Rodef? No. You only have a din of Rodef if he's chasing after someone whose life is meaningful, whose life is valuable, whose blood is red. But he's chasing after Mechal Shabbos, whose blood be'etzim is worthless. It's a technicality that you can't kill him, because by killing him you'll be stooping to his level. But be'etzim, his blood is worthless. Mimela, when Reuven's chasing him, Reuven is not a Rodef. Shimon's blood is worthless in the din of Pikuach Nefesh. And really, you should have to kill him to stop him from the Yisr of Chil Shabbos. The only problem is, you can't do that without being Mechal Shabbos yourself. But that doesn't mean that Reuven's a Rodef, because a Rodef is din Pikuach Nefesh. Din that he's threatening a life. He's not threatening a life, he's threatening a worthless life. That's the other sharp part. Is that what you were saying?
No, I was thinking.
Come on, just say yes. Say yes. No, okay, yeah.
I'm the one arguing. I was thinking that someone's chasing after you, you gotta kill him before he kills you.
Right.
So even if, let's say the guy's not being Machal Shabbos, and someone's chasing after him to kill him. So now the Rodev, his blood is, let's say, less red.
Right.
This guy can kill
Rodin. Right.
So then,
on Shabbos, you
say. Yeah.
Right. Okay, that would be. Yeah, but that's. You still wouldn't need the pasuk.
You can always do it.
I mean, you could. That's actually true.
Yeah.
Meaning, the pasuk would not teach me otherwise. Right? We're trying to come up with the case that what's the difference between the svar and the pasuk? Yeah. Apparently we have an extra riboy dafka for Shabbos. An extra miyot dafka for Shabbos. Tell me, don't kill someone who's about to be Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah,
that Aveira is not worth killing somebody, even though it's Chiv Skila.
And what about every other Aveira? I'm saying, let's say during the week when I see someone.
So apparently by every other Aveira, there's no Hava Amina, even for Chiv Skila.
So
the only Hava Amina by Shabbos is because of its connection to Avodah Zarah. Because Shabbos
why
is...
So what's the whole reason for his blood not being as red?
Because we're trying to say, really, Shabbos should be just like Avodah Zarah. And it should be something that, according to those sheets, that you're allowed to kill someone who's about to do Avodah Zarah. Really, Shabbos should be worth killing the guy over. But when you kill the guy, meaning without the pasuk, I would have thought, Shabbos is worth killing the guy over. But it's a technicality, because it's still Shabbos for you. Let's say, Lamashal, you're in a different time zone or something. You have a long-range missile. And you're in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos is over for you. Right? So without the pasuk, you would say, shoot the long-range missile to stop the guy from being Mechal Shabbos in America. You understand what I'm saying? Because then you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, assuming you're not. It's a major shaila, fax machines and whatever. Right? Can you send a fax from Israel to America? Okay, assuming you're not. Assuming that you go by where you are and not where the melacha is being done. Now they do this with factories that turn on to get around Bishul Akum when the OU gives Ashkacha. The OU goes, some guy goes into the OU office in the morning, types in a couple of things on his computer, and turns on the fire in the factory in Omaha, Nebraska. That's how they avoid Bishul Akum. Jew turns on the fire from the office in Manhattan. So, you know, let's say you could do that. I have an explosive device in the guy's building, and I have a camera on him, and I see that he's about to be Mechal Shabbos. So hit the explosive device. Without the pasuk, yeah, it's worth killing him for. But it's just that you can't be Mechal Shabbos. Another possible nafka min is there are ways to kill without being Mechal Shabbos. I gave one where you're in a different time zone. How else can you kill without being Mechal Shabbos? So there is a, if you kill Aliyah Degrama, let's say. Let's say the guy is stuck in the bottom of a pit where he will suffocate. But there's a ladder there. So you can climb out. So you can pull a ladder. There's an Erev. It's all good. So you can pull the ladder. Now he's, you're not being Mechal Shabbos, and you're killing him, because you should. His life is it. So that's what the pasuk comes and teach me. No, you shouldn't. Right? These are the achronim step up to the plate over here. They try to come up with cases with Hechi Timtza. Why do I need this pasuk? It's already a svara. No, the svara would only tell me that his life is worthless, but it's a technicality. I can't be Mechal Shabbos for that. That's what the svara would tell me.
it's still a stretch to say that your blood is necessarily better than his. Like, kill him so you don't kill me. Because, like, say, why would that necessarily get rid of the idea of Yaro Gatsi Arba Yamba? At the end of the day, you're still being Mechal Shabbos.
Not necessarily. All these cases we came up with ways that, not all of them, but some of them we came up with ways where you're not being Mechal Shabbos. I'm pulling up a ladder, not being Mechal Shabbos. You want to do 5 minutes of Pesach, or should we continue Sanhedrin? Any? All those in favor of Pesach? All those in favor of Sanhedrin? And everyone else doesn't care. Okay. So I guess we'll do a few minutes of Pesach stuff. About 5 minutes.